automation. Yes. Okay, I can hear myself on air. Hello, everybody, for this delayed opening of Papa's Basement. Thanks, man. That guy helped us out. Headphones were a little dinged up. Shall we start the show the way we usually do, Leo? All
right.
Let me crank them up, because I still can't. Much better. Okay, I can hear everything now. All right, folks, again, I apologize because they've screwed with the board. Yeah, it's a little confusing still. Wasn't trained on this piece of crap. A little bit of the POC action coming. Yes. Okay. We got a couple surprises. First, we might have a working soundboard, which could be fun. I programmed this thing like 8 weeks ago. I want to see if I have anything good. I know we definitely have the... Leo, let me hold on. No, man, hold on. Okay, right. Gonna. Much better.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I can hear me now.
Okay, all right. Thank God. Let's drop this POC out. Screw this. Didn't even fade it. Oh, my Lord. And now I'm hitting the mouse to move my laptop. Okay. Oh, we got Amy already crapping on us. Whatever, Amy. Were the levels a little better this time, my friend?
Yes. It is.
Okay, where is Soundboard Maker? Oh my God, if we hear this on air, I'm going to crack the hell up.
Word.
Dude, I do hear my computer. That could be through the speaker here, but Soundboard Maker.
I heard it through the headphones, I think.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it'll be like deafening and amazing. But I remember last time it was like low as hell in the mix.
Okay.
Okay, load board. And we are going to be talking about a lot of probably Halloween partying, drinking in general. We don't do much with our lives, to be honest.
It's no.
In case you guys haven't caught on to the format, it's just us boozing and trying to remember it. And then, okay, Soundboard Maker.
Oh, man, I'm tired.
Yeah, we're both a little beat. Hold on, Soundboard Maker. Oh, crap. Okay, I might have something, actually. Hold on.
Isn't this the reason why...
I don't hear it coming through the board, though.
Oh.
I am hung over. We'll play it again.
I asked Amy if she heard it on the radio.
Whoa, that actually... Yeah, what's up, Amy? I know, Leo said your name. Oh, great. Now I'm getting nothing.
Oh.
Roy Munson, a man child.
It's playing through my computer speaker, but it's great. Okay, wait. Coming out, CART on the program channel. And again, everybody, they don't let me test this crap ahead of time now. It's gorgeous. Oh, could it be on? It's not on Automation Channel. What was that, by the way?
I don't know.
It's like 70s mix crap.
I like
it. It's not bad. No. Yeah. I actually enjoy the automation around this joint. CART. CART ain't cooperating. Why, God, why? I have all these great sound effects, too. I think I have, Super Mario Brothers? We have, hold on.
Good luck.
Who won the costume contest last night?
Probably not me.
Yeah.
But you know what? For the hell of it, I'm going to play the one Brian Fantana.
Okay.
Oh, that was one crazy party. I am hungover.
There you go. Had we got that thing working, you would have heard it through the board. All right, screw it. I want to get on with the show, man. I'm sick of the low momentum here.
All right.
Welcome to Papa's Basement. We are, I think, both recovering from a hell of a night, man. We were... beat to crap last night, right?
Yeah.
Not literally, although that could have
almost
happened. Almost. Yeah, there's a bit of a multiple hobo conflicts. The hobos in DC, man, they need to get in line. What can I say? They need to realize we own the night. What can I say? Us
you
us
might sleep
there. Little kids. Yeah, exactly. You might own there and defecate there, but we own it. Wait, that came out wrong. All right, I am shutting off the laptop. I cannot concentrate with my...
Oh, it's hair on my mic.
What did you do? To the windscreen?
Ew.
Oh, hair, not
yeah.
tear.
Yeah, it's hair on my mic, yeah.
That's gorgy. All right. Leo, sound sexier than usual for like 5 seconds.
Oh, I'm very sorry. I'm not getting...
You sound haggard as hell, man.
Yeah, man, I'm tired, man.
Honestly, I know. I know, but put on the game face.
Oh, the game face is on.
We have to get the couch from the hot rod later.
Okay.
You got to be awake, pepped up.
Yeah.
As I fix the Dell keyboard I just broke in the studio. Oh, damn, I did that on the air. My little crutch, my little padding technique.
Wow, dude, we probably have no listeners
now. I don't care. What, are we going to lose our sponsorship?
Yes, by Nike. I can't get any new shoes now.
www.fcac.org, WEBR. We're logged in there. Yeah, it's been 8 minutes. Good Lord. If any of you stuck with me, I spit on you because this is shameful. What are you reading, by the way?
I'm reading Q magazine. It's Britain's biggest music magazine.
And therefore better than ours because it's British.
If you say so.
I was kind of being sarcastic.
No, you wasn't. Stop lying.
Well, I do. Okay, listeners, 3. I can live with that.
Wow.
We earned that. We earned that.
What happened to last week? 13? Now I'm down to
3.
Dude,
we've done nothing to earn support here. God, I don't want to hear these dings. What's
mute
up,
that.
Bridget? I know. I don't see the little speaker icon. Where are you? Again, second time. I'm going to have to mute this then. Settings, sound. I've always wanted a radio show where I can go through the IM menu live. There's too much crap happening.
Did you know that
you know
common?
What? I'm bailing off IM. I don't care. I don't want to. Okay, what's up? Let's talk. Screw all right.
We
talk.
Go.
That's a radio show.
All right, well.
Ron Burgundy is not a thinker. Ron Burgundy is a driver. Come on.
I'm all right,
tell me about
magazine.
Common. Tell me about Common before we get into what I'm going to do.
All right, one, his real name is Lonnie Rashid Lynn Jr.
Okay, his parents hated him. Go on.
Two, he used to have a beef with Ice Cube back in the early 90s.
Yeah, back when he was a blip on the radar and Cube was famous as hell.
Yeah.
Okay. Do go on, or is that it?
That's it for now.
Okay, well, you, like me, took a squeege before the show in the bathroom. Did you notice that someone had devastated it like I did?
It
smelled pretty rancid to me.
It smelled bad, but wasn't that bad as you led it up to be.
I overhyped it, but easily had to be a half hour ago.
Oh, yeah.
Given the evidence in the toilets, there's nothing actually hanging there, so there's been multiple flushes since then.
Uh-huh.
So it had to be, I don't know. I've always wanted to have a story like that. Don and Michael always tell horror stories about people like shaving, washing their nuts in the sink, pounding off in the workstation radio station bathroom. So now we got that.
I have a friend from college who actually like masturbates during work.
Oh, we have a mutual friend who does, but I will protect them for the sake of anonymity. But they know who they are.
At our job?
No, not at our job site. I have to say I've drawn that line.
Yeah.
Can't say I've ever rubbed one out
on
the clock. I'd love to, but not where I'd have to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I couldn't do it, man.
Good time, by the way, to give a shout out to Mrs. Papa Giorgio and Mrs. Reynolds. How are you two? Proud. It'd be one thing if we were saying these things for a fat paycheck, but it's just for our immediate friends who'll just look at us in disgust after the fact. Yeah, anyhow, I wanted to get that out of the way, and also someone was definitely looking at porn on the radio station PC right before I got here, or at least within the last week, because we had all kinds of spyware popping up. Leo, anything to add to that? No, of course not. You don't get to play with the computer.
No.
You don't get to play with the soundboard. It's all my toys. Yes. I took the class.
I didn't.
It's my name on the radio show. You get nothing.
It's not Reynolds Basement.
Yeah, man. You get the headphones, the mic, and that's it. And half your Saturday gone.
Yeah.
To our 1 hour of glory. So I guess let's just go over. God, the week was actually pretty packed for us. Dude, am I hitting your foot? Are we playing footsie?
No.
Okay, it's the council.
Yeah.
All right, Saturday night after we banged out the show, Lord knows what we actually did for a few hours between now and the bar, but we then
slept,
spooned,
probably
again that old tired gag. Yeah, we goofed off. Then we hit our dive bars. It was dive bar night. I wanted to hit O'Mara's at first because the Sox were playing and we're up. I want to say like 10-3.
Yeah, I think they
over
won
the Indians
like 13-3 at the end.
Yeah, and it was like 10 runs by third inning. So F the Indians, by the way. Diehard Yankees fan, and really think the Sox are going to notch another one, which stabs me deeply, wounds
me. It's terrible.
I can't stand it. I seriously can't. Anyhow, they are going to get that. Let's just face the facts. But this was a night. I'm not above whoring myself out for a good time. I really don't have many principles that hold under pressure. And I figured we'd hit up O'Mara's Irish Pub in Manassas, owned by Mike O'Mara, one of the two radio legends that...
I didn't know he owned it.
Yeah, it's his, man. O'Mara's.
Well, I didn't know his last name.
Mike O'Mara. Anyhow, Mike, so we geared up to go to the place, thinking it'd be like kind of a pub night, you know. It was raining, if I recall. Well, sun was messed up. It's been raining like a week straight, dude. I can't even
drizzle.
Drizzle. We'll go with that. Can't even keep my story straight with the crappy weather lately. So anyhow, we go there. Long story short, it's just trash. Older trash. Unattractive trash.
Yeah.
Grinding up on the stage. I think we had Living on a Prayer or what was the... What are the two Bon Jovi go-tos? Living on a Prayer is really just the one that any and crappy club...
Have a nice day or what?
No. It has to be off of... Not New Jersey. Slippery When Wet. One of the Slippery When Wet singles.
I don't know.
So it's going to be... Yeah. We had this debate in the car ride over, too. That you can always remember... Living on a Prayer. You can always remember... Wanted Dead or Alive.
Yeah.
And there's a third one in there. And it's huge. And every time you hear it, you know it in 2 seconds. But...
I Believe I Can Fly.
Exactly. By Robert Wisdom Kelly. Anyhow, so we bailed out of there in 5 seconds. And at some point in the night, because... let's be honest. No one in our group really has any plans either way. Everyone's just like, And so usually, because I hate being up in the air, I'll be like, we're going somewhere. And then I'll pick the place. And I declared dive bar night. It's just one of those nights you wanted to get tanked. So we went to Red Rocks. Oh, God, a caller.
Thank you for saving us.
Saving us? What do you mean? We finally got the rhythm going. Let's see what we got. Hold on.
Who is it?
Call one, pick up, broadcast. Caller, are you on air?
Okay, what was the third one? Was it Wanted Dead or Alive or Raise Your Hands?
Hey, Mom.
Living on a Prayer. You Give Love a Bad Name.
Oh, that's it.
Okay.
Oh, is it? You Give Love a Bad Name. Yeah, that is off da, 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 da. Oh, my God, we need to put her in the mix. Okay. But thanks, Mom.
All right, bye.
Love you, bye. God, we had to put the callers up from last time, but I think someone might have cranked the volume up on the... who gives a crap? You know, seriously.
Our three listeners doesn't.
Yeah, exactly. The three diehards who really have nothing better to do. You know what's sad? The show before us at 4.
Oh.
We always need to bury that show. If those guys ever... Oh, my God, we're still at 3. Yeah, whatever. We didn't deserve it.
Well,
not this
it
week.
Could be because we didn't start on time, so we had like 20 listeners, and they're coming on.
To the party.
Yeah.
You don't want to be the first guy to the orgy. I just came up with that expression, but it's a good one.
Okay.
Think about it. Think about it. So anyhow, we got loaded really cheaply at Red Rocks, and we went to somewhere else, right?
Or was Ned it just Devine's.
Red... We did do Ned Devine's.
For like 5 minutes, basically.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And we tried to get people to pick up drinks for us. We sent out our various lady friends, too.
Yeah, Mel got one.
Mel got one.
Yeah.
Did Meredith come through in a clutch? No, that's right. Had to pat her on the head for screwing up and then just get her to pay for the drink.
Yeah, but she did get a drunk guy saying she's hot, though.
Oh, yeah. Carrying on the parking lot, much to Mel's dismay, I'm sure.
Jealousy.
Hey, jealousy. Anyhow, what? Sing the Gin Blossoms with me.
Oh, I didn't know it.
Yeah, that's okay. Besides, Mel's probably listening and throwing darts at the screen.
Nah, I think she has an audition.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So we're safe to be pricks?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And then Sunday, I was severely hungover, did my Redskins blogging, which, again, like this gig, unpaying. God, how do I manage to string them together?
Is there a pattern here?
Yeah, pretty much. My job, as close to unpaying as one can get. And ironically, I pay for sex. So there you go.
So basically, we make no money.
Yeah, we're a little flat. Just like this show today.
Yeah.
Whatever, man. We've had a combined, 6 hours sleep between the two of us?
Probably less.
What did you get?
I don't know what I got, man.
You were trash. We'll get to that story momentarily. I got to stretch it all out. I got to tease. Because even with the 10-minute jump start we got of like screwing with the board, we've still got... good 40 minutes of wasteland.
It sucks that they took away the clock, so I don't even know. I have to keep checking
my phone.
You
can't see crap, man. Yeah. I got a little ugly LED clock right on the front.
Yeah.
I don't give a crap for it. It looks like crap. I hate having to say crap instead of my favorite word.
What is that?
Oh, you know what it is.
I don't know.
It's the word Jack Bauer wishes he could say all the time. And he has to say, damn, instead. You ever played that game?
No.
How many times does Jack Bauer exclaim, damn?
Nah.
Damn it. Yeah, it's his answer to the F-bomb, the S-bomb. All the other things that get me through my conversational day.
Sucks that he has to do jail time during his winter break from the show.
Yeah, how many days?
Well, it's like, I think it's like 10 days during the winter break. Then he has to go
back
in.
We all love Jack Bauer, by the way.
Like, he has to go back in after the show wraps in the summer and finish up.
God. He's rich. He should be able to kill people.
Yeah. I mean, he basically celebrities get away with murder, you know?
Yeah. Damn. Exactly. I get to say, OJ, you don't. They'll kick you out of the club if you do.
Yeah, of course.
Exactly. What club would that be, John? I don't know.
How do you know about this club?
Yes, the Black Card Club. You left your wallet open one day.
Yeah.
I saw it.
Oh, okay.
Hold on, I'm hitting refresh again. This is just a pick at the wound now.
You can take James' Black Card.
Yeah, he lost it years ago. What? Who said that? Oh, God, he listens to this daily, too. Whenever we give him CDs.
Yeah.
Oh, we're still at three. Peak 13.
That was us last week.
That was us. How the mighty have fallen.
That was us in our prime. This is the downhill slope now.
1 week. How cruel the decline.
God,
we actually prepped up, too.
No, you didn't.
Shut up. Okay, I'll bear all. I'll talk about my week because as Leo confided in me, Leo, what were your exact words before the show?
I said this is going to be John's day.
John's day because
I have no week. I have no life. Which I don't know why. What
isn't,
I said earlier.
Is it 100%? Well, you know what? Talk really quickly about your Michael Jackson movie you're shooting.
Okay.
With the Jesus Juice script.
Yeah, so I'm shooting this movie. You can check it on Internet Movie Database right now. It's called.
Kills me that you have a page on that. No, that
Lies and Deaths of the Poets. I believe that's what it's called. I'll be playing Michael Jackson. I have this three-page script. I'm just in the scene for like it's like one of those comedy spoofs you see, like that new movie that just came out, The Comebacks. But this is about like I guess historic
the lowest
musicians.
Form of comedy, I might add.
Yeah,
spoofs.
But I'll be playing Michael Jackson. Filming starts tomorrow. Check it out when it comes
tomorrow?
Out. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I don't even know the lines yet. I haven't memorized them yet.
They're bad.
Yeah,
I looked over the script, which was sitting on our coffee table at the time.
Yeah, don't worry, but I don't care if you look at my movie script.
No, I don't care if you cared.
Well, yeah, but film tomorrow. Should be fun, I guess. I don't know if I should do like a high-pitched Michael or like a...
High-pitched.
High-pitch, all right. But I'm talking about
you
making...
You want to knock off the Howard Stern impression of Michael if you've never heard it?
No, never.
His go-to line was, I love that you'd win. He would say it at pretty much that intonation, that level of volume. So go with that, dude.
Well, did
comical.
He, well, I'm playing Michael Jackson, obviously, when he was still black. Did he have
I thought you weren't. He's talking about Jesus juice and crap.
Well, I think...
He's touching kids. Michael didn't touch kids when he's black. Get your story straight.
Well, no. Look, let me finish the story.
He finished
See,
bad. He got bleached. And then
he's making Jesus juice right now. This is the beginning of how it started.
The origin.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't like thriller era Michael touching kids.
Yeah. You like to keep
Not
that.
In this man's world. Billie Jean is pure.
If you say so.
Billie Jean, Pretty Young Thing. Mate, never mind. Let's go over the lyrics of Pretty Young Thing. I've had this talk multiple times. You can actually... It's pretty molester-tastic if you've gone over the Pretty Young Thing lyrics.
No, for real.
Hold on. Pretty Young Thing, Google.
You know, Kanye West sampled it for the Good Life song.
I want to love you, Pretty Young Thing. Where did you come from, lady? Replace that with little boy. Molester so far. Don't you take me there. By their elementary school. Horrible. Tenderoni, you've got to be. Someone needs to clean up their lyrics page. Oh,
is
this is horrible.
Is it not the correct lyrics?
No. No, they're really bad. God, Google. Google needs quality control.
Nah.
Stay with me, dude. Stay with me. We'll do another 20 minutes. We'll bail to Tippy's Taco like 3:40.
Nah, I'm good. Sorry, I had the yawn.
No, I don't want to do crap. We'll bail.
No, it's all good.
If we don't hit five listeners, we'll go on strike.
I think our moms will be disappointed if we quit.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess. Whatever, man. Like they haven't had fresh helpings of disappointment cakes out of us recently, you know?
Come on.
We live to let down our mothers.
I am a disappointment.
That's the only reason I want to succeed, really, in life, is so that my mom gets to tell other moms, F off. My kid made it. That's it. As long as I'm paid, I don't care. What do I need fame for, really? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Seriously. I want my mom happy. I'm such a mama's boy.
I just want money.
Yeah, that would be good, too. And given where we work, we obviously want that money hard.
Yes.
And work for it daily. I'm clicking through 10 pages of, click on this, your Windows has a bug.
Oh.
You know, the fake spyware porn. Yeah. Hold on. Okay, I think I found a trick that'll, you know what, screw it, show for us. I don't care about the audience today.
Intact.
Okay. There's a list of 70s automation that goes, hold on, let's put up automation again for reference. What is this, who?
Maybe, I think so.
No, it isn't. I hear hand clapping. Anyhow. It's got all these TV theme songs.
Oh,
like,
for real?
The actual list of the automation was left up by the last guy. And we've got Fall Guy, Belvedere, Golden Girls. Now, let's see if they are what we think they are. Hold on, Mr. Bill.
Nice.
Dude. If I recall.
Yeah. Freaks on the China, never met it before.
Do we know any of these songs by heart? Do you know Golden Girls?
Nah.
I'll sing along to Golden Girls, man.
All right, try it out. I used to watch the show when I was a kid.
I did too, actually. It's probably why I came out such a sissy in some ways. You know, my love of penis. And
maybe that's why.
My mom, I guess, looking back, I guess so my old man didn't go nuts and kill the whole family with frustration. You know, a man needs time alone. So, like, every weekend when I was a kid, we would go see my grandma in Maryland. Chill there overnight. And I think Golden Girls used to be on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And so he would get like one night away from the terrors. And yeah, I would get a transformer as the deal. I would get the little transformers you built into the big transformers.
Oh, nice, nice.
You remember them?
No, I collected Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And
I did too.
G.I. Joes.
Okay, all right. I was a transformer guy.
Yeah.
Here's Golden Girls. If I slip up once, I owe you a soda.
All right. I don't drink sodas.
Here comes perfection.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. And if you threw a party, invited.
Good job. Sophia, Rose, Dorothy, and Blanche Proud.
Wow, that was actually pretty good.
My father turned in his grave. For the sake of entertainment.
You're ruining the Papa Giorgio name.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well. Okay.
Do they have Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? Because I could do
I
that
I think
one.
We got another treat for us, Leo.
Uh-oh.
I don't think we'll be able to bang this one out perfectly, but you know it.
Yes.
I think the car's like loud as hell in the mix. Yeah, it's definitely trampling our voice.
I love this.
I'm at the corner just in time to see the bus drive by.
Oh, I messed up already. Go ahead, Zach.
I'm not part of Zach Attack, I'm afraid.
Oh, you're not? You look more like an AC Slater fan to me.
I got, well, I got the AC. I look like AC's hair F Screech. And
yeah.
Their hair had babies.
Yeah.
It's kind of a mix therein. It's actually two nappy headed characters when you look back. I never analyzed it on that level.
But didn't AC have a Jerry curl or something?
It was sleazy.
Yeah.
He's a sleazy dude in general.
Oh, yeah, he is, man.
He comes off dirty.
Didn't he, like, cheat on his wife on
the
bachelor party?
I'm pretty sure he straight up raped a broad back in the day, and that was really hushed up.
Yeah.
Bad for the career. little 40-year-old virgin music here. And, oh, God, was it?
What?
Seinfeld parodied this. You'll recognize it.
Okay. Yes, I do.
The great American hero. Greatest American hero? It says greatest. I thought it was great.
Look at what's happened to me. I can't believe it myself.
Oh, there's so many great things.
Suddenly I'm above.
Achy Breaky Heart Edit. 99 Problems. A Reefer. Dude, we got some good stuff here. I'm actually having fun with this. Screw it.
No, actually, I'm enjoying this right now.
Yeah, it's pleasant. Now, do you remember? God, were you too young for the Fall Guy or no?
Yeah, I think I was too young. I don't know that.
Okay, because my old man used to watch the holy hell out of the Fall Guy. I think I had like TNA every week.
I don't even know what it is.
There's a common thread in my dad's TV watching. Was your dad like obsessed with the Spanish channel?
No.
Okay, see, my dad, we saw Spanish channel nonstop when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Guess that's why it turned out right. But I'm going to type up the Fall Guy lyrics because it's a great song. I don't know if you'll recognize it, though. It's not one that's that famous. For some reason, I know it.
Oh, okay.
Da-da-da-da, Fall Guy. But first.
Thank you for being a friend.
Encore.
Is it? Well, unknown song. Kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been seen with anything less than a 9. So fine. Vivian on par with Sally Field, with a girl named Bo. But somehow they just don't end up as mine. It's a death-defying life I lead. I take my chances. When did we make our radio show Karaoke Hour with 4 songs?
Dude, I don't know, man. Is that the only songs we have on there?
Hold on. Who do you got?
Just watch my leading ladies. While I'm bandaging my knee.
Wow. Christy just called me something that rhymes with hag. And I am. Joke's on you. Alright, hold on. What do we have in the waiting card? Danny Metal intro? Let's see. That's the sound of me typing on IM, which is great for radio. Oh!
This is Metal Mission, your source for all things metal.
Oh my God, I hope that show is not on the station. It'd be funnier if it were, though, because I'm using this anyhow. One more time?
All right,
like,
do it.
Seriously, I almost had a show on the station back before I had like hair on my peaches. Like, we were 11 or something. And it was me and my friend Matt Hoffman and Ethan Sachs.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a disgusting human being because I heard that you had to go Saturday mornings for it.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, yeah, I'll see you later on that one, guys. And we were all metalheads at the time.
So that would have been your show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. It would have been like, hey, Metallica, Injustice for All album again. Coming at you. Christy's asking if I showed off my junk last night with, you know, we do have some stories to get to.
No, we do.
All right.
Well, I did it. Is that I show off mine or something?
No, I did, because I had the Elvis thing.
Oh, okay.
Friggin' see-through white, like, panty material I was wearing as a jumpsuit. But hold on.
This is Metal Mission, your source.
I like the scream at the end.
Metal. Yeah.
Oh, my God. If that guy's coming on after Night Train Memories, I feel bad. The 6 listeners will turn on him.
Metal!
Okay, we got Doggy Style. 6 seconds long, though.
For real?
Yeah.
Do it.
So, want to see me have sex? Nah, I'm cool. I do a great Doggy Style.
I know. I got my stroke from you.
Fantastic.
Dave Chappelle.
And Ron. God. Okay. I can live with that.
Oh,
all right, let's.
I like that. I enjoyed it.
I thought I said Erotic City for a second. The Prince song. Darfur Lake? Darfur doesn't sound like a happy place. From what I've heard that's going on over there. Not a lot of laughs. Entertainment news intro. Fairfax Kids Save. Yeah, for those wondering, I'm just going through a list of automations we have, which are pretty much things you point and click, and you listen. Simple as that. Goes on the air. And Young just hit me up on the phone, or the IM. Her actual name's Young. It's not a young chick I'm talking to. It's G-I-A-N-G.
I didn't question.
Well, everyone's like, yeah, I was chilling with Young last night. It sounds like it's code for, like, hanging with a 14-year-old or something.
Nah, like, I thought it was, like, you know, some rapper.
Oh, okay. Furry yep. Final. Or is that Fury Final? Fury. Never mind.
Tonight's Strong Style is brought to you in part by a grant from the Furry Foundation. The Furry Foundation, protecting your legal right to have sex in an oversized animal costume.
what the hell are these, man? Where do I work?
Yeah, I know. Who does? Is Night Train Memories?
Night Train Memories? Are there some secrets here?
Yeah.
Hold on. Oh, my God. Get a girlfriend. Let's see.
It says that you admit that you really, really need a girlfriend.
Yes, I do. And that's why I'm singing today, because, well, not all that, but I really want to get a girlfriend. And I'm thinking this can be a way.
Okay. What? What was that from?
I do not know. It sounded like Paula Abdul was a girl voice.
Grofus Rock Experiment?
Nah.
These are the best tracks from the 70s and 80s with a splash of cuts from the 60s, 90s,
oh my
and
God,
today.
It's the Star Wars disco remix.
Every
have you ever heard that piece
11?
Of crap?
No.
I heard
some
it once
of the
in a
best
block.
Classic and new rock tracks on the radio. That's the Grofus Rock Experience every Friday morning at 11 right here on WEBR.
Hippie intro. Okay, we got it, Star Wars. Son of a preacher, man.
Yeah, we'll play gangsta. Is that a bong in the background? Okay.
Christy's lamenting. She woke up. She missed half the show. Nah. Joke is, we missed the first 10 minutes. Our headphones were bad.
Yes.
Which means John forgets you plugged the headphones in a new hole now that we got the new console. But I'm going to scream about the... Okay, you know what? Screw it. Let's talk about our night. Let's talk about Hobo Night 2007. We went out. We were doing the costume thing. Leo, magazine's down.
Oh, okay.
2 seconds. I need you focused here. You were so loaded last night. You're really going to have to work on the memory thing.
All right.
You're going to have to work with me. Stretch?
All right, I'm stretching.
Stretch, you got your Jesus juice for the hair of the dog action?
Yes.
Stretch, would you like a bowl of cinnamon Cheerios? Would you like some toast, some orange juice before
yes.
we put on our game faces and do 15 minutes of real radio?
Yes.
Okay.
I realize I haven't ate anything. Maybe that's why I'm just still...
No, it's because we've given up.
Nah.
Come on. Okay. We got our costumes. Leo, you were...
A Ghostbuster. Ernie Hudson.
You know what I felt was offensive? They assumed you're the black Ghostbuster just
you know
because
what?
You're so black.
That black guy that came and talked to us?
Yeah.
He was like, so which Ghostbuster are you, Bill Murray? And I was
that's
like,
an open-minded guy.
And I was like...
I'm sorry. You could be Egon. Just because you're black doesn't mean you can't be Egon, man. As the page flips on the magazine. You do that when I'm talking, so it doesn't carry out on the air.
Yes, I know. I realize. But I guess I was the closed-minded one because I was like, no, I'm
you're
the black
like,
one.
You're like, I have to be the black. No, you don't.
Okay.
You don't have
you
to
open
be the black
my
Ghostbuster.
Eyes.
Yeah, you were Bill Murray.
Yes.
Okay, not Ernie Hudson.
All right.
Anyhow, he was a Ghostbuster. I went as Elvis with a Titanic cock sock tucked in there because the outfit I had left nothing to the imagination, shall we say.
Oh, for real?
Oh, yeah. God, if I wore that without underwear, dude, you could see if I was circumcised or not.
I didn't notice.
You could count the curlies. It was, oof. Anyhow.
Three.
Yeah, exactly. Like the side of Homer Simpson's head. That's what my scrote looks like. Anyhow, so I got the undershirts to match up with that. So nothing was coming. So it wasn't like a wet t-shirt contest either. Because they're poking through up top too, man.
Dude, it was probably a wet t-shirt contest.
Regardless.
So much rain.
Well, we got hit, but that's the thing. We had, it was us. It was, God, let's see. Mel was as the stewardess. Will was a zombie.
No, that's what it was.
Yeah, it was a zombie getup, but it's like an actual scary costume.
No, yeah, it was very scary. I thought it was really good, but I thought it was more like the plant monster.
No, it was supposed to be like a corpse or something.
Oh.
my friend Young asked what we're doing for Elvis. Why don't you listen to the radio show? Or what I was doing for Halloween.
Oh.
Listen to the radio show. Your answer's right there, buddy.
Oh, it's a guy?
No. No, oh. It's not. Anyhow.
Well, you said buddy. My bad. I'm sorry, Young.
I say buddy to bust balls with broads. That's one of my things.
Oh. I don't think they like that.
They hate it, but they love it. Unless they IM me to say otherwise.
They hate to love you.
And she's asking if I had the rhinestone aviators. I did. And they had sideburns built in. That's part of the costume. They're fantastic. Anyhow, we get down there. You know, the whole part of the story is the hobo fights. People who are DC club scene vets, you know about the hobos who tell you to park. First, we got hit up by a guy telling us to park in a no parking zone. Waving us in. And it's like, dude, you're not wearing a fake outfit, nothing. You look like you ate out McDonald's, you know, right down the street.
And the came by, I was like, man, I need to pay for my food.
Yeah, exactly. You're wearing like a folded up quarter pounder wrapper as a badge. We're not falling for it. And he's waving us into no parking zones. So we bail on that illegal parking space. And I actually find two legit parking spaces for the two cars full of people we had. And Leo, introduce yourself as the other person talking. My friend's wondering.
Oh, I'm the other person talking, and my name is Leo.
He's Leonard Reynolds Jr.
Leonard Reynolds Jr.
And the plan for tonight, in case anyone's asking, like they are on IM, is M Street, the bar crawl, Nightmare on M Street.
Yeah, son.
It should be good. But, yeah, there's your answer. Rather than people hearing, which doesn't translate on the air, much as I'm guilty of doing it. But I love my IM. They took it away from us at work years ago, months ago, at the very least.
We had it?
Oh, dude, I was single-handedly responsible for getting it taken away.
Thank you, John. Thank you.
Well, you weren't taking advantage of it, so what's it matter?
Well, no one told me.
Hold on. Let me... Folks, we had a horrible listener count earlier. I just want to make sure it's
I was an upright citizen.
Oh, we're up
work.
To six, man.
Oh.
Screw that. What? All right. We've actually got an audience. Put on the game face.
Doubled up.
Our listenership has grown by 100%. Ah, God. Young, by the way, is obsessed with cooking.
She
loves Food Channel.
Dude.
She weighs like 2 pounds, though. That's the irony.
Why don't she cook for us?
I try all the time to get her to come over and bring eats. She never does. Even after the day that door smashed on my head and I got glass buried in my skull, she's like, yeah, I'll bring you chicken soup tomorrow. I'm still waiting on it. Anyhow. So, this hobo starts hitting us up when I actually find the legit space. He comes out in the rain. His name is
Thomas. When you say hitting us up, you mean... Glacio?
Yeah, I mean, he stood in front of us and performed upon himself, unzipped, and presented. It was amazing. In the driving rain. It was like something out of a video. Anyhow, he's like, I work with the club. I do security. Now, obviously, he's a hobo. He doesn't do anything. He's a hobo. Hobos don't work.
They hustle.
They hustle. You know there used to be like a hobo code?
What?
We're going to read that on the air, maybe, because it ties in.
You used to know this?
Dude, okay, you want to know you want to know what I do during work?
What?
I was on Wikipediaing the word hobo yesterday. It's actually a kind of interesting tie-in.
Wow.
But yeah, there was like an international hobo code established.
Now, you know they have the players ball. Do they have a hobo ball?
Yeah, they have a yearly hobo ball.
Oh, we got a call.
Someone's calling in. I hate that.
Why? It might be Laurel. He might save us.
Oh, Laurel, your sweet, sweet laughter.
Hi, oh. I used to be a hobo, and I don't appreciate it.
Yellow.
He's taking calls.
Oh, Macanoza, what's up, sir?
I just tuned in. I finally got my internet to work. Sorry.
Really? Oh, don't worry about it. Oh, man.
Listener number six.
You're number six? Okay, hold on. Let's hit restart. Amy reported us up to 8. Oh, my God.
We're up to 8?
Up to 8.
Wow.
You're half-assing it. What can I say, man? We run this thing.
I know.
King Kong ain't got S.
Like, we were pretty down when we were at 3, but we keep getting better and better with more listeners, you know?
Yeah. I think they forgot how bad the beginning was. They're really, really ADD.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I have friends on IM mocking the size of my junk while I do a show. Savages. Anyhow, yeah, so the hobo, Will, my brother, and he's a he likes to. There's a lot of simmering. Matt, you want to just listen on the air? You can pipe in whenever you want.
I think he already hung up.
Did Matt leave us? Just because I kept trampling over his words. Come on, Matt. That was practice for marriage, buddy. Never getting a word in edgewise. You keep talking anyhow. You fight. All so right. Will's got passion, strength, simmering anger, if you will. There's something fiery in the lad. So I don't know what it is about the hobo, but Will got set off by the damn hobo. He starts screaming at the hobo, "You don't work for the club." We know this, you know?
Yeah.
You might as well scream, "There's no Easter Bunny." The Tooth Fairy's BS, too. We know it, Will.
No, don't say that.
I love my brother, but, yeah. So then he starts screeching at me because I'm talking to said hobo. I like to make nice with the hobos. Maybe I would have handed him a buck. I don't know. Just something. A token of, like, hey, hobo, you're out in the rain. Good for you.
Oh, I'm listening.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was trying to say it quietly to the listeners so you wouldn't hear, but you've got headphones on.
Yes.
Anyhow, so the hobo starts defending himself because the hobo's scared of Will at this point. And the hobo's like, "Look, man, I got kids to feed. I got a daughter, man. I'm just trying to feed my daughter." That's my good hobo voice. Anyhow, God, I could have gone for a bad joke there, but I won't.
Good.
Exactly. Leo's like, "Please don't." Anyhow, and Will really loses it on the hobo at this point. He's about to start beating on the hobo. And so that's the start of my night. I'm in a white Elvis jumpsuit. It's
what?
Raining. Yeah, see-through at this point. Like, yes. My nipples look like friggin' turkey thermometers because it's cold. My junk is retracted into my lungs because I'm freezing. Thank God I packed the cock sock to inflate the package. And my brother is about to engage in fisticuffs with a hobo. So I'm standing between, like, you know, hand on brother, hand on hobo, preventing it. I'm sure my car is going to get wrecked at this point because the hobo's probably not going to do anything. But if I were a hobo and I had a little ounce of hobo respect, I would put a hobo brick through my
hobo car.
my barely non-hobo Ford Focus. Codenamed the Ford Hobo. Anyhow, we get in. Place was, it was like the first pain in the ass part of the night was not many people in costume.
Yes.
Kind of puts a damper on it.
Yeah, because you know? I thought this was like a costume party, you know what I'm saying? You know, when I go to orgies, I expect, you know, orgy
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. You want togas and condoms.
Yes.
You don't want business suits. Anyhow, we get there. It's blocked off. We pay $20, a wet $20. I was tucked into my boot, if I recall. And long story short, not much of a night, right? Inside.
Nah.
Not much happens. I actually danced for some reason.
You did?
A lot.
For real? I don't remember.
You don't remember? Yeah. You're actually commenting that I was doing well.
Oh, for real?
But you're drunk, so now I know how much that counts.
I speak the truth.
Thank you, then. Yes. You were like, damn, look at that. And everyone was dancing with everyone. We went out with a couple light brights.
Yeah,
we had three girls in the other car. Two were light bright or rainbow bright.
Yeah,
nothing original there.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, man, I hate this. Now I'm invested in seeing if we have listeners. Okay, we're at 8. It'll stay at 8. Given the abortion start to this, we're lucky with 8. So we get out, and Leo, you're really trashed by this point. I have to remind you. Think of me as the tape you play to your dead kid 10 years after you passed on. Or your dead kid's alive, wants to see what his dad looked like.
There my dead kids.
Your dead kid. We won't talk about the dead kids today. Anyhow, and Leo's catchphrase when he's drunk, for folks who haven't partied with Leo, is a very straight-faced, "I will kill you." So we're walking by the hobo, and the hobo asks for money. And before, I don't need to know where it's going. I know where it's going. And Leo tells the hobo he will kill him. Now, these are hobos, man. They're supposed to run these streets. And I've never seen two hobos look more scared, man. This hobo was really, and then he started challenging you, and apparently you got into it with the hobo. I walked away, because
my street rep is high in D.C., son.
Yeah. Young, you're the worst storyteller ever. Screw you and your dancing penguin buddy icon. I hate it. It's hypnotizing me. Anyhow, so I pull out, and Leo's, you're about to fight the hobo.
Yeah.
So two averted hobo fights. I don't know. We got a couple friends who do DC a lot. I don't know if the hobo fights are that common. I've been in DC all the time. I've never had hobo fights before.
Nah, I never had hobo fights.
It was
fights,
just some energy in the house that needed to get
worked out. I needed to release some energy, some anger.
So I remember pulling into a Burger King parking lot and peeing behind the dumpster and not realizing that the drive-thru faced where I was. And so people were getting their burgers and just seeing my junk flapping in the wind, kissing against the backside of the dumpster. So they got that their way right away at Burger King now. Oh, my Lord. So Matt Ganoza, our former caller, just sent me a secret IM message. Can that be stated on air, Matt? Okay, you know what? Matt's going to call in because that was the story for the night. Uh-huh. I also had a couple great quickie stories.
I wanted to know about your whole week.
My whole week?
Yes.
All right, we'll do Matt call in at 3:55, so that gives me 6 minutes to talk about my week.
Oh, is it that late already?
Oh, it's 3:49, dude.
Wow.
That Mr. Belvedere and the Golden Girls crap, that saved us.
Yes, it did.
Oh, my Lord, what is young linking me to? It's a picture of her at some club after she probably touched a hobo to get out of having her car scratched up. Is that the story? It's her looking cute. She does like the car model thing and crap.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. So she's at a club where club people belong. We're not club people, really. We're not pretty club people. She's pretty club people. And
may I take a look?
She's giving her club chick smile. Yeah. Come over here and take a gander. I'll resize it. Ta-da.
Very nice.
Yeah. So there you go. She's
But that's not a. Is that a costume? I didn't.
No. I think it's an old club picture of her. Okay. With, like, her lungs hanging out and her smiling like she has like 96 teeth, like that movie star smile, where everything is pearly white. Anyhow, the highlights for my week I had two is actually picking up chick week, unofficial picking up broads week for me. Mm-hmm. And Tuesday I pulled the trigger on getting the number from the bank broad who looks just like a Latin Olsen twin with gigantic lungs and a little bit less of that monkeyish Olsen face.
Yeah.
More just normal human face. So good for me. I did that in front of one James Lee. He can testify. Nice. And then Wednesday, I was, no reason in particular, ladies, mom who's worrying at home, but a man who's just doing his thing in the way. You go and get your junk tested every so often. So I was at, except for Leo, who just throws on saran wrap and a bungee cord and calls it a rubber in a day. So I was there getting the Q-tip swab. Leo, have you ever been?
No.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, I guess
never
I should.
Been. Oh, the Fairfax Clinic, it's all run down and it's filled with sad looking. It's like skinny, sad looking guys that look like they have the full blown hippie.
Uh-huh.
And then really hot, flirty chicks.
Not for real.
And you never can flirt with them because you know where you're meeting them. Uh-huh. But I broke that cardinal rule this week.
Oh, you dirty, dirty man.
Yeah, rather hoodie chick. For those who have gone to the fine Fairfax County Health Department that we have, you all know that you get your goodie bag filled with pamphlets saying how to catch STDs and how to catch AIDS and tips and tricks on how to make sure you catch them. And then you get the boring green lifestyle condoms. It's always the green lifestyle condoms. They're never clear. They come in a green wrapper. We get red, black, purple, and yellow. And you get those four colors and pink.
Oh, and pink.
And pink. Yeah. It's five different colors. Been that way since about 02. I get my rubbers from them all the time whenever I'm done. Get more rubbers from them. Anyhow.
So basically, you don't go.
Yeah, exactly. I go once every other year, you know. And they're never actually used with the ladies. It's just if I'm out of tissues, you know. Hey, Mom, I love you. Anyhow. Oh, God, the reaction we're getting on IM right now. A lot of ooze. It just hurts listening to this and three lines of ew. Nice to know I'm a sex object, ladies. Screw you both. Anyhow, so the chick starts hitting on me, and it's on because I'm making fun of the condoms. I'm like, do we have anything else, ladies, or is it the same boring green condoms again? And she starts laughing. And you know why I like her laughing? It shows she's been there before.
Yes.
So she's had her filthy stuff tested. Her rancid little hot dog bun has been swabbed. For those who have never had their stuff tested at this place, you get, well, I'll call a guitar string that you ran through a cotton field.
Mm.
So it's a dab of cotton on the end of a cold metallic string. I've been there enough where I now recognize the ladies. She's like, hey, John. She's like, I remember you. I'm like, yes, I remember you too.
I remember you, syphilis boy.
Exactly. Siffy. Anyhow, I got this, you know, we get the count to 10 talk. Like, you know, the supposed most embarrassing thing for a dude is the turn your head and cough. But uh-huh. Oh, no. There is the, well, hold your penis up and count to 10. And it's a slow count. And they really fish around.
Oh, man.
I'm talking a good inch inside. And what really, really creeped me out this time was I could feel the string through the bottom of my junk against my fingertips. Yeah. Never had that happen before. But they did that, got my blood drawn. Hopefully, no bad news. There shouldn't be. I wasn't peeing fire or blood or eggs or anything like that. And I don't know if you've never done the test, Leo, so you've never experienced the pure nirvana it is knowing that your junk isn't going to fall off.
Mm-hmm.
I told James Lee, because you're a depressed dude too, actually. We really have to get to the bottom of that, but you're really a depressed guy too.
Yes,
why we get along on some level, even though you're a little more normal. We're depressed people at core.
Yes.
But I was telling him there's only two times in my life where I'm actually happy, and he said, pulling one over the man and getting some. And I was like, no, getting some is not a happy time for me.
I cried.
Well, it's for the sake of stories to tell your boys. The actual act of getting some is hard work. And
nah.
If you put your all into it, I don't like to half-ass it. I don't like to get on top and do the two-pump chump.
I usually just play She's the Fisherman and I'm the Dead Fish.
There you go. All right. Make her do all the work. Right?
Yes.
See, I like to make a production. And so,
a little musical.
Yeah, exactly. A little High School Musical action. Anyhow. Well, we got Richard with Night Train Memories in the studio, so the story is going to get much more clean from this point forward. Where were we? Talking about
About what's your two best happy moments.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, we did get the dirty chunk out of the way.
Yes.
The two happy moments, talking my way out of a ticket or getting one dismissed in court.
Mm-hmm.
And finding out that it's smooth sailing in the health department, shall we say. We have a caller. Oh, it's Matt Canoza. He's going to walk us to break with his story. Oh,
okay.
Oh, I hear you breathing, buddy. What's up?
Hey.
Yo.
Yeah, I'm changing the power, the steering fluid in my car right now. I'm outside with my dad.
Very manly. But, tell us, for everyone who wants to know, this is Matt Canoza, who is younger brother of Meredith Canoza, oft mentioned on the show, and the parents are both very cool, but they're parents. I guess they don't want to hear about their kids doing certain things. But Matt, what was the news?
So what happened last night around 11 or so, was out with my friends, and they both smoke. I never smoked,
mm-hmm.
and not into that. So anyway, I decided, you know, just go ahead and smoke. I don't have anything else to do, kind of break the monotony. So I did, and I guess my mom could smell it when I came inside. I mean, I was acting really weird.
Uh-huh.
So she just, like, straight up asked me, are you high? Did you smoke? Because she knows that both my friends smoke.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. So we just went upstairs and told my dad. And
okay.
I was like, I'm high.
I think we've all had one moment where we slipped up and got caught when we were kids.
Yeah.
All right. So that's cool. It's a little bit out in the open. So everyone had a laugh about it, and you guys went to Applebee's today, right?
Shut up.
All right, man. No, I actually like that story. Thank you, Matt, for sharing. It's
always
good to have you on the show.
Threw some trash on my neighbor's car, too.
You don't want to talk about that stuff on the air. We have two listeners, but you never know.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
But
I will talk to you a little later. Yeah, true. All right, man. Later. Let's put out the bat signal to Laurel. We got about 30 seconds left.
Laurel. Call.
Laurel, call. We need your laugh, and otherwise we're just going to do the POC a bit early so Richard can, you know, do his thing.
Right.
We're going to do a 10-second countdown on Laurel.
10, 9, 8, 7. What's that
What did
noise?
I do with the phone?
Yeah, I think he's trying to call.
No.
But it's busy.
I didn't take it off air.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
6, 5, 4.
It was actually 15 seconds already.
Oh.
All right, folks. We do not have that Laurel laugh on CD.
I'm
highlight
sorry.
Of the show thus far.
Yes. He's probably not even listening.
No. Leo?
He gave up.
What? Thank you, buddy.
Another,
got to say thank you to Matt, Amy, Young, and Christy. Christy and Young being the most harassing of the two. So, oh, great. She's listing off the food she's cooking right now. I'm and going to make lemongrass pork chops and mashed garlic potatoes.
Why not bring it
bring
over?
Bring it by the place. We're hungry.
Please. I'm starving.
All right, folks. We're done.
Yeah.
Are we done?
Put on the pock.
Put on the pock. All
changes.
Right. And we are out.